This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News. Hi, folks. 11.
Truth.
Yes. She's right. 884-9910. Let's go on to the phones because we have Washoe County School Board member Colleen Westlake on for one more segment. Let's go to Eric calling from Washoe Valley with a question. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I just have a quick question. So you guys are talking about pay raises. I haven't had a pay raise in 7 years. Everything's going up except for my paycheck. But moreover, the upper management in the school board systems, these folks are making six figures. Our teachers are complaining about they're making ends meet and having to buy school supplies out of their own pocket for our kids. And the pride agenda seems to be taking over our schools. When are we going to start focusing more on our children and their education? They can't read or write or arithmetic, let alone know our history, which is so important so that we don't repeat it.
Right.
Thanks for the call, sir. Colleen?
So we have implemented part of the problem with programs before is the data that we would get out of the programs. And a lot of the data would come as soon as mid-year or at the end of the year. Well, now we've missed a whole year's of growth. And so I did vote for the iReady program because the data is basically instantaneously and it is ongoing throughout the year and it is individualized and it is very specific. So the data that the teachers were getting before, it was late in coming, so adjustments could not be made. It was more of a generic kind of data. It wasn't personalized. And the other thing, it wasn't specific to the needs of that specific child in that specific area of curriculum. Like, it would just say, Johnny is reading at, he's in fourth grade, but he's reading at a first grade level. Well, what's the problem here? Is it grammar? Is it not recognizing sight words? Is it a comprehension where this iReady is going to specifically say, Johnny is in fourth grade, he's reading at a first grade level, and he's having an issue with retention?
Well, he did bring up also the old argument about the supervisors or superintendents making this amount of money, the teachers not making that much money. And I have to ask what many people do, what happened to the marijuana money? That was supposed to go totally to the schools.
Right. Everyone's asking where the marijuana money was. And I heard, I don't know if it's a conspiracy thing, and I'm trying to rack my brain where I heard it from. I thought it was an authentic person that is involved in that industry. And so much of that industry deals in cash. And so now you've got to figure out how to clean the money, basically, not clean it like with a cleanser and a
right,
scrubbing
I
pad.
Understand.
But, you know, I don't want to say launder because that has connotations.
It stays a mystery then.
So we're trying to figure out how to move that cash flow and not look like we're doing illegal stuff.
And he also brought up the pride agenda, which we can talk about later. But first, Lynn calling from Washoe Valley. At 884-9910. Good morning, Lynn. You're on with Colleen Westlake of the Washoe County School Board.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Colleen. I would like to find out how you voted on July 25th on the sex education curriculum for the fourth and fifth graders. I'd also like to let all of your radio people know that passed 5-2, and it is teaching fourth and fifth graders literal prevention on how to have oral sex and normal sex and how to all the different condoms and different things that they can use, oral dams kinds of things. And it also tells them that rather than refer to children as boys and girls, they will now refer to them as a body with a vulva and a body with a penis. And I would like to know how you voted.
Thanks for the call, Lynn. No. Is this true, Colleen?
Well, I voted no, and it did break down 5-2. I and Jeff Church voted no, and probably for differing reasons. I went through every video, every class instruction, and I did not see anything about the oral dams and all of that. That's kind of coming in from others. So if Lynn, if you did see that, if you...
Now, I've heard of this in other states, but yeah. No, you have not seen this thing about teaching oral sex in fourth grade.
I did not see any of that in any of the lesson plans. I voted no because I feel that referring not just to children, but to anybody as a body part is objectifying that individual. And with sex trafficking and sex abuse and child abuse and pedophilia, that is the first thing that they do is to objectify their victim and make their victim feel that they are a thing. And so that was one of the reasons why I voted no. There were several others, but that was...
You voted no, so did Jeff Church. It passed.
It did pass.
Okay, what are the parameters? How far can they go in Washoe County schools when it comes to sex education for, say, fourth grade?
So, first of all, I want everyone to know it is an opt-in. But being an opt-in, then that means you have to do your due diligence and discernment and look into the curriculum and see if this is something you want your child to be exposed to. There's going to be a lot of people that don't have a problem with it. I'm not here to tell people absolutely do not have your child. There's a lot of good things, namely disease. It does go into disease and the disease process, which I feel, you know, not to scare children, and none of the lesson plans was there to terrify children. It's just simply stating facts. The other thing is the anatomy of the body. And the little boys and little girls, they're going to see the different anatomies. So I think learning the anatomy of the body and how body parts work, not sexually, but just as a function, I don't see anything wrong with that. I had some issue with some other parts of it, but there was nothing that I saw.
Sounds like even though you voted against it, you're not too alarmed by it.
I personally, if I had a child now, I would not opt in.
Okay.
For certain specific reasons, which is a shame. I, as a parent, would be proactive and say, can I please have the lesson plans on the disease process and on the anatomy?
Okay.
And I will instruct my child at home.
Let's go to Blake calling from Reno with a question for Colleen Westlake, who's on with us. I'm John Potter at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Good morning, Blake.
Hi, Blake.
Hey, John. Long time no talk. Miss Westlake, we've met before when I was a worker there. Anyways, I have a son who goes to Sky Ranch. He has an IEP. I'm having issues with teachers, I don't want to say enforcing the IEPs, but making sure that everything is met. Is there anything that's being done about IEP enforcement?
So,
what is an IEP? Could you tell us?
It's where a child may need special help outside of the classroom.
Okay.
So they may need some special instruction. One of my sons had an IEP for his ADD, and he was pulled out for just a couple of months, and then he was
Blake, thanks for the call. So what do you say about what he was asking? Okay.
Well, I was a little confused if he meant that they weren't following what the IEP says the child needs, or he doesn't want certain aspects of the IEP. That I was a little concerned. If they're not following the IEP, I would ask for a meeting. Start at the bottom. I would start with, can I speak to the teacher? And any teacher.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would ask for a meeting with the teacher and say, you know, I don't feel that my son either needs these certain things in the IEP that have been set up for him, or he needs these things and he's not getting these things. Can you tell me why you're not able to meet those needs?
Well, that would be a solution if you can actually ask the teacher
and
that.
But if you don't get results there, then ask to have a meeting with the principal and the teacher.
IEP with this. So
individualized education plan.
Yes. And then if you don't get that, then you need to ask your chief. Your chief superintendent, area superintendent, for a meeting with her or him, the principal, and the teacher.
Okay. Tom, calling from Carson City, has a question with Colleen Westlake of the Washoe County School Board. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom.
Nice to talk to you again, John. First of all, I really appreciate you being on the air. It gives me the chance as a taxpayer, and I'm a retired health care provider. But I can also tell you, having gone through undergrad, high school, and graduate school, and getting a degree in healthcare, that I'm extremely, extremely disappointed with our educational system, not just here in the United States, but right down to Nevada, who ranks somewhere out of the total 50 states, the 48th or 49th, depending upon what survey. So my question, I guess, to you is this, aside from focusing on gender disqualification, is what are we doing to increase our math scores? Those things were very critical back when I was being raised. And I realize the family structure has changed dramatically. We are not talking about stay-at-home moms. We're talking about two, but we're talking about a whole different approach to education. And I'm as a taxpayer, and I have a number of properties, I'm very disappointed with how our money is being spent in education. So I don't know if there is a solution. They may not be a solution to this. Maybe this is the upcoming end. I don't know. But I'm very disappointed. But you have given me an opportunity at least to voice my concern, because when the educational system has degenerated and Nevada is at the bottom of the bucket, and I'm paying tax dollars for them, I'm extremely disappointed.
Thank you for the comment, Tom. And you hear that from people all the time. I don't know if we really deserve that spot at the bottom. Do you think that survey is accurate?
Well,
thanks for the call, Tom.
If you throw us in with Clark County, we are that low. If we stand on our own as Washoe County School District, we rank higher. It's nothing to write home about. I think it's like 35th or 38th. Which I'm not going to be happy until we're number one. But hopefully with being able to increase teachers' pay, we will retain our teachers. We will be able to attract more teachers. We have to keep these class sizes down. We have to, and we've made leaps and bounds with the restorative discipline. It now has some teeth. You have to have a good plan, a good idea, and then you have to have a way to move that idea forward with a very good plan, and then you have to have training for the plan. The problem is when the legislature told us we had to institute restorative discipline, which was back in 2018, 2019, before my time.
And thank God they did.
That was
ridiculous with teachers getting hit and stuff.
Yes.
And I heard of teachers quitting over this one issue about violence in the schools. And the superintendent avoided the issue every chance, from what I saw, there was.
Well, and unfortunately, in an organization, I do know she addressed things. It probably didn't get out there to the public. But what we had to do is...
What's the point of taking away punishments things? It was ridiculous.
We readdressed our discipline manual, because our discipline manual is all about restore, restore, restore. Well, that's great. That'll work for probably 80% of kids. But then you've got to have the teeth. If the restore isn't working, now what? And so restorative discipline now has some teeth. So we had a terrible idea with how it was set up before. Now we've gotten to a good idea, restorative discipline, but also with consequences. And now we have a plan moving forward. Our restorative manual has been revamped to address this. And now we're going to have the training. They threw this at us when it was COVID. Our teachers didn't get any training. This year, they're going to have the training.
All right, we're out of time. But I tell you, a kid slugs somebody, they should be expelled.
Yeah.
And they were not being expelled.
And now we have the teeth for that. We definitely got the chops for that now.
All right. Well, we didn't get to that pep rally, the required event. Teachers getting hauled on a school bus across town to sit for several hours, waiting for thousands of teachers required to come into the Livestock Event Center to wait and listen for the superintendent to cheerlead for 20 minutes. Four precious hours of planning and prepping for classes gone. Dumb.
The timing was not great. I will say the premise was great. And next time, again, we had bugs there. We're going to work out the bugs. And hopefully the teachers will have more. Well, they will have more money. They will
look
have
at you.
More
Hit
money.
The counter there.
Yes, they will have more money next for
well,
the next go round.
The specifics is what was missing, I think, in that whole thing. Yeah. Colleen Westlake, thank you for talking to the taxpayers about the Washoe County schools, and we'll be sure to have you on again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Excellent, and I hope you run again. Thank you for doing what you do on the school board.
Do I have time for my September 15th
sure.
event? September 15th at the Sparks Marina, we will be doing It's Time event. It's a Jesus worship event, but it also is going to include organizations that are helping in the community, helping our families, helping them in these hard times. And it's from 3 to 8 at the Sparks Marina, September 15th. Please stop by. It's going to be a very uplifting, positive experience.
God bless you, Colleen.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Good
to have you on again. All right.
Thank
You're a good
you.
Friend of the show.
Thank you.
I'm John Potter. It's all live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be back. FM News Talk time, 11:23.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
You know, I saw my childhood crush on an Ed Sullivan DVD last night. Petula Clark. The song Downtown, which if you were here in 1968, Reno adopted the song Downtown as their theme song. And on the wall at KCBN AM 1230, when I worked there doing the morning show, we had this huge plaque with a golden record of Downtown attached to a handwritten note from Petula Clark thanking us for playing it and making it a hit. And she said that song was Reno to her. My biggest crush. And she came to town then. Oh my gosh, look at that. You got it. There's my girl. Everybody.
Downtown. Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the
side. Oh, God bless her. And she came to town in the 70s, and I bought the ticket. I bought the backstage passes. I tipped the maitre d' a $20 bill, which was huge money back then, to sit in the front row. And damn, I miss doing that. You know, now your seat is controlled by Ticketmaster. You used to just pass a 20 or even a 10 to the person seating you, and you were there in the seat. I bet the maitre d's missed that system even more. But, glory days right there, memories. And there was Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling. and I went to the reception after with the finger sandwiches and the bartenders, and I thought, I will never forget this. It is just made for memories.
Well, you were talking about maitre d's and servers and that. I had a roommate in my younger days who worked at the then MGM Grand in the showroom for Hello Hollywood Hello, when they had the dinner show, and Mark would come back at night with $6,000 or $8,000 in tips from the people that tipped him during the dinner show. That's where they made their money, was, like you said, the seating.
And why did they get rid of it? Nobody likes it. The maitre d's certainly don't like it. I as a what? Did they think that it was oppressive to the poor or something, that only the rich people could sit up front? What? I thought it was great system. You save up, you slip the 10 or the 20, and you sit right there at the front row. Bring it back. We're going to break for Fox News. And when we come back, folks, we're going to be giving away an all-inclusive DeAndrea Golf Club membership for 2023. And we are doing this each and every Saturday for the next four Saturdays. And this will be the first Saturday. So if you want to win an all-inclusive DeAndrea Golf Club membership for this year, stick around. That's our topic up next, how DeAndrea Golf Club has updated and modernized and changed. It's all good news, and we'll be back with that. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to break for Fox News. FM News Talk time is 11:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
I think it's adorable that they're putting jokes on the sides of snacks now. Here's one. Serving size, 2 cookies. I'm John Potter, 884-9910. Do we have any golf fans out there? Craig, do you happen to be a golf aficionado?
I have in the past. I've actually played golf, but not since my accident, but I'd love to go back out on the links. Right now, we've got something great that we're going to be talking about.
Super great. Yeah, that's why we brought this up. But by the way, I think golf is one of those things I think is kind of a bit of a natural talent, like cooking. I've tried. I fail.
You can't stop golf, burning that water, can you?
First time on a golf course, I couldn't even find the hole. Somebody took a picture of me as I was golfing, and I thought I had the pose right, but the picture looked like I was a grandma bending over to pet a dog or something. It was terrible. But I know people who are fanatics over it, and this morning we are selecting the first of 4 winners on our show for the next 3 Saturdays, including this one today. And each winner gets an all-inclusive DeAndrea Golf Club membership for 2023. Their 9-hole par 36 championship golf course is perfect for the avid golfer or for someone just picking up the game. And they have big news, folks. If you haven't been there in a while, they have a brand new state-of-the-art top tracer driving range. This is a Top Golf. We all know Top Golf. It's powered by Top Golf. It gives you the same tools as the golf pros for your own golf skills. I don't know how it works, but it sounds like there's a bit of laser work or something. Top Tracer driving range.
It would help you find your ball, John.
Is that it? would be a big help right there. And DeAndrea is a revitalized golf club. 9-hole executive course. How are we going to pick the winner here, Craig?
Well, we have, let's go into explanation of how the people were qualified for this. During the week, and it'll happen for the next 3 weeks again, during Armstrong and Getty between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., you listen for your chance to text in the word golf. And you text in to 884-9910 to the station. And on Saturday, we will pick a winner out of all the qualifiers. Now, we have 4 qualifiers a day because we take each hour has the equivalent of 1 qualifier per hour and 5 days in the week. So we will have approximately 20 names to draw from. So, or actually phone numbers because we didn't ask for anybody for names yet. So, so that's how it works. So for the next 3 weeks, listen between 8 and 10. 9 and 10. Let me get this right yet. 6 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Right. Armstrong and Getty.
Yeah, Armstrong and Getty. And for your chance to qualify, text in your number to 884-9910 and the word golf, and you'll be entered.
Do you, do you wait for Armstrong and Getty show to do something? Or
well, you do it. They do it. There's the instruction to tell you when to call is in the Armstrong and Getty commercial breaks. So there's a commercial break from DeAndrea Golf Course telling you when to text in.
Okay,
text
this is
to win.
Wise.
Yep.
Not only are we drawing a lot of traffic to DeAndrea Golf Club, but we get people to listen to the morning show.
Exactly.
And that's what you have to do. And then you text in, and you may be selected the winner, and we're going to have 4 championship memberships to give away. And the first one is going to be starting, I guess, on Monday, right? We listen to the morning show on Monday.
We actually had all this past week qualifiers text in. So we actually have a drawing right this moment today. And for those listening that texted in, listen up, perk yours up because we don't have the names. All we have is your phone number. And I'm only going to be using the last 4 digits of your phone number. So
this makes me want to try golfing again.
I know, right?
I heard one of the secrets to the best golf experience is to get a partner who is just a little bit worse than you are.
Yeah, so it makes you look good.
So it'd have to be somebody just horrible at golf to join you.
I could fit that bill right now. Yeah.
Oh boy, we'd be quite a pair out there, huh?
Oh yes. So our first winner of the first package.
Yeah.
The last 4 digits are 6678. Again,
right.
6678. Text now, and we will put your name, your first name, out over the air. So text your name to 884-9910, just like you did your qualification, and
right,
we'll get your information and announce your name on the air as the winner for this week's. And since we have roughly, let's say 17 minutes left in the show, we might actually get that person to text in.
Excellent. All right, Craig, you'll be working on those texts. I will hopefully next Saturday have somebody from DeAndrea Golf Club be on the show to explain what this state-of-the-art top tracer driving range is.
Mike was going to be here today, but they had an event that he could not get out of because it was a fundraiser at the golf course this morning.
Okay.
And so he will be joining us, as far as I'm aware, next week, probably in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right. We'll let you handle the texts and the calls right now.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. John Potter with Craig Moss out there in Carson City, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:42.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter. Each and every Saturday morning between 9 and noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Appreciate all the calls we've gotten in today. We're still getting them. And my gosh, somebody else remembers who Petula Clark was. I don't know. Is she still alive? Joe's on the phone. Hey, Joe. Thanks for calling in the show. What's up?
Hey, John. Listen, number one, I miss you on TV, man. My wife and I were just talking about how we enjoyed you every morning. You're a little bit quirky, I guess they would call it. But it was very entertaining and really informative. We really, really miss you, man.
Well, I did love that morning show. I miss it terribly. After 20 years, the story is no severance. And I feel it was a humiliating thing to do to a loyal employee. I'm sorry to say this, but they are not nice people. But I had great memories there. 20 years, 19 were very, very good ones. Now, let's talk about Petula Clark.
All right, man. In 1965, I came here. I was 17 years old, running loose pretty much. My uncle picked me up and said, I'm going to Reno, and I'm going to make sure you get an education. Anyway, so one of the weekends here, I believe it, the State Building. Were you here when it was the State Building downtown?
What year?
The Pioneer.
What year are we talking about?
1965.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not that old. I came in 78.
Oh, okay. Where the Pioneer Theater Auditorium is, used to be a big square building. It's called the State Building. And I believe they had a library or something. There was like a library downstairs in the basement. And on the main floor, they had a stage, a big auditorium. And that's where I saw Petula Clark. And she sang Up a Storm and had her whole entourage there. Really a sweetheart girl. And I was really surprised because at the time I was 5'3 and 3/4, and she couldn't have been barely 5'1½. Anyway, when she came down off the stage, I said, "Hey, Petula," and there was a bunch of, you know, her entourage was around here and guards, and I stuck my arm to the guards and I grabbed her by the elbow. She goes, "Hi, mate." really.
That's right. She had that wonderful English accent.
Oh, it's fantastic.
We should sing it together, Joe. Don't sleep in the subway, darling.
Darling, don't stand in the pouring
rain.
Yeah, man. The funny part was about it. You know, I can handle myself in any kind of a scrape or a scrap. Anyway, but when I grabbed her by the elbow, she was surprised and that beautiful smile. Well, a second later, I had four guys grab one on each side, and they kind of picked me up and moved me over. Anyway, but she goes, don't hurt my mate like that. Really,
don't hurt me, mate.
Well, don't Joe, hurt my mate. Me
well,
mate.
Hey, Joe, don't manhandle my biggest crush.
Right,
I appreciate
on, man.
You calling.
Listen, I appreciate you too, man. This is really great. My wife is listening. She ran off to the library. We're up in Old Northwest Reno, and we go to that library behind McQueen. She went up there to get a couple items. Anyway,
let me guess, Joe, does she look like Petula Clark?
Just about the same height.
Okay. All right, sir.
And she still has that little doll figure, man.
Okay.
56 years come August 27th, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Joe, for calling. Actually, we sound like two old horn dogs here. But, oh, my gosh. No, that was a moment.
Well, we have a winner. We have the name of our winner.
You snapped me out of it.
I did.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. A winner
for the Andrea
VIP
Golf
membership.
That's correct.
The rest of the year.
It's Joe from Sparks. And he shares a last name with one of the founders of, was it Apple? Is that who Wozniak was? Yeah. So we know Joe.
Oh, okay. First winner. Okay.
Yeah, first winner.
So we qualify 20 people each week. Listen, Armstrong and Getty for the instructions. And then on Saturday, we ask you to text in and you win. We have a weekly winner. 4 weeks, four winners. So he's the first one. Congratulations, Joe, out there calling from Sparks.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, that's fun to give away stuff. It really is. And now that the phone lines are through with that, call in if you will. What is the, how about this? What's the best 1 to 2 hour car trip place to go that you know of and enjoy the most? Best 1 2 hour long car trip place to get. I gotta get away from the plum tree, which never stops. And I was supposed to be going to Tahoe today for the next 3 days, but number one, Joe is there. Going to be a hassle getting there. And number two, he's going to be there all week, right? Another week.
He'll be flying out on Monday to go to Maui. Then he'll be coming back for the remainder of the week, according to the schedule I see at this time.
This guy with his vacations.
I think there's more than a vacation happening up there, I believe.
I think it was called a vacation. Well, come on. Every time he's not there, it's a vacation.
What was weird driving home last night is when I got on the freeway at Fairview Drive heading north to Reno to go home, every possible place where somebody could turn around on the freeway or change direction on the freeway, there were heavy NDOT vehicles there, some sand trucks, some water trucks, some pickup trucks, blocking those turnarounds so nobody could cross over from one lane, the northbound to the southbound. And that happened all the way from Fairview all the way past Damani Ranch Parkway where I got off.
Sounds like no escape route.
Exactly. Yeah. They had everybody penned in.
And they brought the big Air Force One, Corsair, two of them, but the big one. And so if you saw it fly in, that, I guess, is a moment. But, boy, did I hear a lot of complaints about the drive last night.
And there was they actually have a second vehicle, a second plane like that that carries all their vehicles.
Yeah.
So they don't have to have vehicles, you know, brought in or they fly them in on that other plane.
The cost transport. For vacation. You know, people bring up Trump took a lot of vacation time, too, but Trump did not take his salary.
Yeah. Well, one thing people don't realize, and if you Google this, you'll find out that it's true because it was a fact check done a long time ago, is if say him and Jill are going on vacation and say hundreds, the family has to pay the commercial flight rate. Whatever the flight would be, they have to pay or has to be paid that amount, whatever a commercial flight would be.
But what do they use to pay it? Their own campaign funds?
They have to do their own funds.
So they say.
Yep.
Well, you know so much more than me. Why aren't you doing this show in Reno? And I'll...
You'll come down here and push buttons?
yeah, maybe not.
We could try it. I mean...
what else do I have to gripe about? I do have one wish today, and that is for manufacturers to print the words shampoo or conditioner in bigger letters so I can read it in the shower.
Hallelujah.
Without looking all over for the... Why do they do that? The tiny letters, the big brand name, but the tiny letters, you can't tell the difference between the shampoo and the conditioner. It's really not me getting older. There are so many tiny font things everywhere, and I've had it. Like many of you, I have been touching the thermostat often this hot summer. Our house has the old thermostats, you know, the rectangular beige boxes with a little liquid crystal window that showed the numbers like the old digital watches. And you push the button on the left to raise the temperature and the button on the right to lower it.
Oh, you're so behind the times.
I know. I am long overdue for a change on this with a new thermostat.
You know how you do that? You call
Envy Energy,
and
right,
they'll come out with a smart thermostat that you use on your cell phone and that you can control using the app on your cell phone. It's similar to what we do at the transmitter sites. I have control of all the AC and air heat at our transmitter sites remotely.
There's a con to that, too, and I've had visitors at the house. First off, they think my house is a museum piece to see this thermostat, but you know what I hear them say? Wow, it's a thermostat Envy Energy can't control.
Well, and they don't control them. They leave it up to you. They control your meter outside, but they don't control your thermostats.
I think when the demand is sky high with the air conditioners going on, they can if you set your thermostat to 65, they can get in there and change it to 70 or something like that. They do that.
I'm going to call the fact checker on that.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. Oh my gosh, you can't see the little temperature display even with glasses on the old thermostat. That I'm holding back from getting one of those high tech ones that Envy Energy can control. The numbers are the size of a digital wristwatch. They don't light up. And what were they thinking in the first place when they came out with these things? Tiny, dim numbers.
Well, we have that similar thermostat here in the office. And me being in my chair, it's about a foot and a half above my head.
Yeah.
So I can't read it because of the angle I'm at. I've even come to the point where I slid a two-drawer filing cabinet over that I could hop up on and to see it. Yes, it was quite a show.
The funny thing is this is the one product that apparently lasts forever, that is so well-built, and that they last a long time, mm-hmm. but you wish they didn't.
And the main manufacturer of them is Honeywell, and Honeywell does make some products.
Yes, exactly. And one more gripe. Can you believe they cut me off on TV and Al Sharpton still has a show on TV? Now, there is a man who has made a living out of dividing the races. He is the king of grievance culture, and he's on a TV news channel which are the forerunners and source of catastrophe culture in this country. He is on MSNBC, the headquarters of Everybody's a Victim culture. What are the big three news channels? What are they? ABC, CBS, NBC? They're the originators of the one-sided news. So, man, good old man griping segment right there.
My big gripe
Save that tape.
My gripe at the time was when Channel 4, KRNV, went from a real newscast to tabloid news. That was
Joe's not going to like that.
I know. Oh, you mean Mr. Hart?
Joe's a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing a good job, but I mean, when the management decided to change the format to more of a tabloid style, it was...
I think you're right. I think we should bring back John Furpo and change it back to KCRL TV.
Those were the days.
Nobody knows what I'm talking
KCRL
about.
KCRL TV and KCRL Radio.
All right, it's time to go. What I've learned, this too shall pass. Celebrate life. Don't just get through it. Here's to blue skies, green lights. Thank you so much. Let's hope for peace. Miss you, Jack Joseph. I'm John Potter. Craig, it was a pleasure. Thank you for doing what you do out there. And I'll talk to you again next Saturday. Have a great weekend, folks.